Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Some 6,000 years ago. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, the light shines in darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it, could not overtake it, did not comprehend it. It's like taking a candle and coming into a dark room and turning the light, putting a match and lighting the candle. And the darkness could not overtake the light, because the light shining. And that's what happened when the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, came into the world. He shone in this world. That's why he said in John 8, I am the light of the world. I am the light of this world. If you remember in John chapter 8 and verse 12, he continued to say in the same verse, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And so, John, in these first five verses, this is John the Apostle, he presented the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, as the triune, one of the triune persons of the Godhead, as eternal Son of God, as the creator of the universe, as the source of life, and the source of light in the midst of darkness here in this world. And you know why we need that? Light, because we were all in darkness. As John 3 said at verse 19, men love darkness rather than light. And that's why we needed so badly someone to come down to this world that will give us light in the midst of darkness. In the Epistle of John, the same writer who gave us the gospel, wrote a letter, the epistle, the 1 John chapter 1. And he wrote in the first epistle, in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, this then in the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And here is that one, the one that came to this world and shone in this world, and this darkness in this world could not overtake that light, could not comprehend that light. There's another verse that is a beautiful verse that is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, where the Apostle Paul now says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, in the face of Yeshua HaMashiach. And so wonderful for us to realize that this is the one that John the Apostle, Yohanan HaShaliach, present before everyone here that is willing to listen to the word of God, of the one that is the eternal God who came down to this world. Well, John continue in chapter 1 as we are moving along in our study together. And in verses 6, 7, and 8, Yohanan the Apostle introduced another Yohanan, another John. John the Apostle introduced another John. This time he's introducing John the Baptizer. In Hebrew, he is called Yohanan HaMadbil. When you read the Hebrew text, he is called Yohanan HaMadbil, John the Baptizer. And there John the Baptizer is being introduced before us now by John the Apostle. And so notice what he's writing. In verse 6, 7, and 8, he is writing, John, the apostle, writing about another John, the forerunner, the one that is the one that will come before the Messiah, Yeshua, to present him before our people of old, the people of Israel. And so we read, there was a man sent from God whose name was John, was Yohanan. Just this verse here tells us a lot. There was a man who was sent from God. God have sent Yohanan HaMatbil. God have sent John the Baptizer. He did not come on his own. He was sent by God himself. Because God, as we read in Hebrews 1, in diverse manners, in past days, spoken to the Father through the prophets. And he told the prophets of Israel that in the fullness of the time he will send the Messiah, the Redeemer, the Savior, the Mashiach himself. And so in John chapter 1, we read that there was a man whose name was John who was sent from God. And this John was now the one that would represent the person of the Messiah before the people of Israel. In Isaiah chapter 40, we read, and let me just read this verse here. It says in verse 1, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, for her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. But then notice, we read in verse 3, here is John the Baptizer, seen prophetically by the writer Isaiah, who called him a voice. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. This is God the Son, the Mashiach that was going to come. He continued to say, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. He continued, this voice, this is John the Baptizer, is seen through the prophet Isaiah prophetically. In verse 6, we read, the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? And we have the continual verses here that are so beautiful, verses 6, 7, and 8. But I just wanted you to listen to what John the Baptizer prophetically was to speak and to present God the Son, as we read of him in John chapter 1. O Zion that bringeth forth tidings, the good tidings, get thee up into a high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up. Be not afraid, say the Lord, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold your God. You see, beloved brothers and sisters, this is exactly what John the Baptizer was saying when he introduced the Messiah. Behold your God. John 1:29 says, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of this world. In the very same book of the prophets of Israel, we read that Malachi, the last prophets of Israel, before the 450 years of silence, before the Messiah Yeshua came, before John the Baptizer introducing the Messiah, look what Malachi said by the word of the Lord. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, He shall come, says the Lord of hosts. You see, beloved friends, John the Baptizer was the first messenger in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1. And the Lord Yeshua the Messiah is the second messenger of the covenant in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1. And John the Baptizer, the messenger of Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1a, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. This is what God said. And indeed, here we read in John 1 and verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was Yohanan. As we continue, in John 1 and verse 7 and 8, we find that John bore witness to the person of the Lord. We read the same, this is John. He came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. You see, the purpose that John the Baptizer was called by God, was sent by God, is simply to present before Israel, before the people of God, to present before them the person of the Lord Jesus. He came for witness, to bear witness of the light. You see, John never drew attention to himself. John never drew attention to things that he has done. In fact, he said that Yeshua, that Jesus, must be increased, and that he, John, must be decreased, because John understood, with the help of God, that he is presenting, he is announcing the Mashiach, the Messiah, the eternal Son of God. And so we read, the same came to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. You see, John understood that all men need a Savior, need a Mashiach, need God the Son, who would provide for them redemption. That's why he directed the attention away from himself, and he bore witness to that light, the Lord Yeshua, Jesus himself, because he wanted that all men through him might believe. That they will believe. John was just a person who was a vessel. In Isaiah 40, he is called a voice. In Malachi chapter 3, he is called a messenger. And here he is called a witness. He is a witness. He is a voice. He is a messenger who present before all the light, Haor. Why? Because he wanted all men, that all men might through him might believe. John became a channel to direct the attention of all humanity to the person of the Son. It says in verse 8, he was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. Haor hazeh, that light. And you see, beloved brothers and sisters, John directed the attention of all to the Lord who was that light, the eternal Word, the creator of the universe, the source of life, and the source of light. God is light, and that light in the person of God the Son is the one that John present before us in this gospel. Both John the Apostle and John the Baptizer directing our attention to the Lord Jesus the Messiah. And as we move along, In the next verses, beloved brothers and sisters, in verses 9, 10, and 11, we see what happened. In a summary, here in these three verses, 9, 10, and 11, John is showing to us that there were those who rejected Yeshua from Nazareth. There were those who rejected the eternal Son of God, the creator of the universe, the one who is the source of light. There were those who rejected him and are still rejecting today. As we read in verse 9, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The true light is lighteth every man that cometh into this world. There are various translations that explain this to us a little bit better. The true light that gives light to everyone that was coming into the world. Everyone that entered into this world, this was the one that gave that person light. That's why it is so important to understand that he is enlightening every man. He is the one that gives light to man, because otherwise man is in darkness. But even the very fact that we are physically can see, and if we are the people who receive a natural light from God, we are the ones that are also in a need of spiritual light from the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, who is the true light of which we read here in that verse. He was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into this world. You remember we read again, and I'll reread it, this in John chapter 8 and verse 12, where the Lord said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He is the light of this world. John 9, as well, in verse 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And so, when John said that was the true light, that the Lord Jesus was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, it simply means that everyone that have entered into this world receive any light, any measure of light, the natural light, from him. And any one of us who became believers in the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, we receive the spiritual light from him, because we were darkness, and he is the source of life and light. But then notice, we continue to hear and to read about the rejection of the Messiah summed up here in verses 10 and 11. John 1:10 tells us, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Can you imagine? It says that the world was made by him. You remember we read in verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made which was made. Well, everything that was made by him, he was in a world, not only among his creation, but also among the human race. He was here in this world, and notice it says here, the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. How sad it is that the world did not even know their Creator God. Very sad to hear that. But then even further, beloved brothers and sisters, in verse 11, we read he came unto his own. This is again his own creation. But then it says, and his own, that is his own people, receive him not. They did not receive him. You see, Israel at the first coming of the Messiah did not recognize as a nation, not individuals. John is part of the nation of Israel, whether John the Evangelist or John the Baptizer or any early Hebrew Christian, Messianic Jews, they did believe on him. God used them to give us the gospel today, but the nation as a nation, Israel as a nation, did not accept him at his first coming as it was predicted by the Hebrew prophets long time before the Messiah came into this world. We read in Isaiah 53 and verse 3, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we," this is Israel speaking as a nation, "we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." Amazing. In verse 6 of Isaiah 53, the prophet of Israel predicting, "All we like sheep," speaking on behalf of the nation of Israel, "all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all." All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And beloved friends, sadly, not only Israel has not accepted, but the whole world has still, the world reject him, do not recognize him, that he is the Creator God who created all things by the word of his power, and he came down to this earth in order to provide redemption for mankind. As we continue on, and I would like you to notice now in verses 12, 13, and 14, we learn additional lesson about the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. Notice that. And this is very, very important, because he, and still he in the past and today, he is experiencing rejection by men. At large, the vast majority of the population of this world still rejecting God the Son as men from being their Lord and Savior. But there were those who did accept him, like Yohanan HaMadbil, John the Baptizer, like Yohanan HaShaliach, John the Apostle, and like the many early Hebrews who believe in the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, and share the gospel with the nations of the world. And many over the generation came to faith in the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. But notice what we read in verse 12. "And as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God." In verses 12 and 13, we learn of those who did accept him. We read of those who did believe on him. We read of those who did receive him. As many as received him. Those that received the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, who claimed to be the one that was sent by God to this world. The one that was promised by the Hebrew Scripture. The one that came exactly as it was promised in the Scriptures, through the prophets of Israel. Those that have accepted him, those that have received him, listen, it says in verse 12, "To them gave he power to become the sons of God," the daughters of God, the children of God. You see, beloved friends, beloved brothers and sisters, anyone who received the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, by faith, anyone who confesses that he or she need him and receive him as the one that was sent by God, sent from heaven, sent for the express purpose that all through him might believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, and thou shalt be saved. Believe, receive and believe, as it says in John chapter 3 And verse 15, whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have eternal life. What a wonderful promise. Whoever receive him, as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become or to be called the sons of God, Bnei HaElohim, the daughters of God, the children of God. Every true believer in the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is called the son of God. And you notice how John is building upon the fact of the necessity to receive and to believe, because at the end of verse 12 he says, even to them that believe on his name. Even to them that believe on his name. What is his name? You shall call his name Yeshua. In Greek, Jesus. The English from the Greek, Jesus. In Hebrew, Yeshua means Jehovah the Savior. And you shall call his name Yeshua. Matthew 1:21, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's why we must receive him. We must believe on him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. We read in the book of Acts. And so, beloved friend, as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to be called children of God. The same John, the apostle, wrote in his epistle, in the letter that he wrote later on. We read in 1 John chapter 3.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.